Record sealed interfaces and exhaustive switch, one modeling primitive. Records, sealed interfaces, and pattern matching are usually taught as three Java features. Together, they form one modeling primitive that turns a failopen security bug into a compile error. Records, sealed interfaces, and pattern matching ship as three separate Java features, and most of us adopted them that way. Records to kill boilerplate, sealed to lock down a hierarchy, pattern matching to shorten casts. Each one alone is a minor convenience. Together they are something else. One modeling primitive, where the compiler proves that every consumer handles every case of your domain. At a security boundary, that proof matters, because there the unhandled case is not a cosmetic gap, but a request that gets through. This post walks the smallest honest example I could build, the data modeling brick of Java foundations. The claim, one primitive, and sealed is the part that proves it. The primitive has a name in other languages, an algebraic data type, and it has three parts. The sealed interface declares the closed set of alternatives. Validating a token ends in exactly one of these four outcomes. Each record carries one alternative's data and nothing else. No behavior smuggled in, no mutable state. The exhaustive switch is the consumer the compiler checks against that set. The three parts are not interchangeable, and it pays to be precise about which one does the proving. Take the records out and put plain final classes in their place. The switch still refuses to compile when a case is missing. Take the sealed interface out and you cannot write a switch without a default at all. The check comes from the closed set and the checked consumer. What the records add is that each alternative arrives carrying its own data. Instead of being a marker class, you have to cast and interrogate. That split explains the adoption numbers, and they are worth a look. In BellSoft's 2024 developer survey, 308 respondents at DevOx Belgium, 55% said they were currently using or planning to use records in production, and 53% pattern matching, but only 30% sealed classes. The two convenient parts went in first. The part that turns them into a guarantee is the one still sitting on the shelf. The domain, four token validation outcomes, one file. The brick models bear a token validation. The check a resource server runs before it lets a request through. The domain is built for this post rather than lifted out of a production codebase. Four outcomes is the smallest set that still behaves like a real gate, and it keeps the example inside one screen. If you want the surrounding machinery, that is the subject of the Spring Boot OAuth 2 guide. Here everything below the outcome itself is deliberately missing. The whole domain fits in one file, token validation Java. Code block omitted. Read it as a sentence. Validating a token ends invalid, expired, wrong audience, or malformed, and each alternative says what data it carries. Expired knows when. Wrong audience knows which two audiences disagreed, malformed knows why. There are no annotations and no base class ceremony. The file is the domain model. The consumer, an exhaustive switch with no default. The interesting part is what the consumer, token gate Java, does not contain. No default branch, no visitor interface, no instanceoff ladder. Code block omitted. An empty result means the request proceeds, and valid is visibly the only case that produces it. Record patterns deconstruct each alternative in place. Components a case doesn't need are unnamed. And because the set is sealed, the compiler knows these four cases are all there are. The denial shapes follow RFC 6750. A bad bearer token is a 401 with an invalid token hint. A second consumer in the same file, audit line, maps the same outcomes to audit lines. It also adds a when guard. A still valid token within 60 seconds of expiry gets a warning. Exhaustiveness survives that, because the unguarded valid case below it still covers the rest. The experiment, Add a fifth outcome. Here's the part you should run yourself. Clone the repo, open token validation Java and add. Code block omitted. Both switches in token gate Java immediately stop compiling. Code block omitted. The compiler just handed you the complete to-do list of every gate that must decide what a revoked token means. That is the whole payoff. You forgot to handle the new outcome, stops being a code review catch, and becomes a compile error, caught by the one reviewer who never skims. Revert the record and the brick compiles clean again. The counterexample, an instanceoff ladder that fails open. The repo keeps the same gate as an instanceoff ladder in instanceoff validation Java, so you can run the difference instead of taking my word for it. Code block omitted. Today, the demo verifies at runtime that this ladder and the switch produce identical denials for every outcome. But look at the shape. The ladder enumerates the failures it knows and treats everything else as valid. Valid isn't even mentioned. Acceptance is whatever fails to match. Add revoked, and the ladder still compiles without a sound. A revoked token matches none of the checks, falls through to optional empty, and the request is allowed. There is no warning, no diff on this file at all, and no test failure until someone thinks to write that test. The mapping and the output are identical today, and tomorrow it is a failopen security bug. The visitor pattern can force exhaustiveness, but at several lines of ceremony per alternative per consumer, which is why real code bases fall back to exactly this ladder. Where the guarantee stops. Two limits are worth knowing before you go and seal everything in sight. The first is that a compile time proof only binds code that was compiled against the current set. Add an alternative, ship the library, and a consumer built against the old set keeps running. At runtime, its switch throws match exception instead of failing anyone's build. Closed rather than open, so the gate still holds, but a crash is not the same thing as a compiler handing you a list. The sharper version of this is for published APIs. Once a sealed interface is part of one, every new alternative is a breaking change for everybody who consumes it. And that is the honest price of the guarantee. You cannot force other people's code to handle a new case without also breaking their build. The second is knowing when not to reach for it. A sealed set fits when the alternatives are yours to enumerate. When the set is meant to grow from outside, through plugins or third-party implementations, ordinary polymorphism is the right tool, and sealing it only moves the problem somewhere less convenient. It also helps to know that Java is late to this idea rather than early. Rust calls it an enum, Kotlin a sealed class, Scala an ADT, TypeScript a discriminated union. What 21 changed is that the Java spelling of it finally reads as well as theirs. Try it. The brick is a standalone Maven project, pure JDK with zero dependencies, because the point is what the language does on its own. Data modeling demo Java runs a fixed set of outcomes through both consumers and prints the gate decisions, the audit lines, and the ladder VS switch sanity check. Code block omitted. That is what the MSI pin is for. It fetches JDK26 and Maven for you. On a toolchain, you manage yourself. The same thing is CD brick slash data modeling and MVNQ compile and Java CP target slash classes dev Lucas Grigas Foundations data modeling demo. And it wants JDK26 specifically, because the POM sets release 26 and anything older stops with error. Release version 26 not supported. The language features are older than the brick. Sealed types with pattern matching for switch have been final since 21. Unnamed variables since 22. This is the data modeling brick of Java Foundations, one design primitive of modern Java, made to land with a small, runnable example rather than a framework demo or a syntax tour. Next time you reach for a record, ask whether it's actually one alternative of a closed set. If it is, seal the set and delete the default branch, especially at a boundary where the fall-through's behavior becomes the policy for every outcome you add later. The compiler will start doing review work you used to do by hand. The next brick picks another one of these foundations and gets the same treatment, with a module you can run behind it.